Not in years, I don't think.
Say, if the man got overheated and then he got chilled, so his eyes started watering, nose started running, you'd say he...
Took cold? Caught a cold?
And it affected his voice like that, you'd say he's
a little hoarse.
If he did that, he got a
cough.
Or at the end of the day, I might say, go to bed, I feel a little
sleepy and tired.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wide awake.
Or if you're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping, you might say, so and so still sleeping, you better go
wake him up.
Or if we're talking about somebody who had some medicine he was supposed to take, and it was still on the table when you went back in the room, and I asked, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
He said, well, I already
took my medicine.
Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say they're just about stoned.
Deaf.
Never heard anybody say anything in particular to describe your condition when you're working out in the hot sun. It's not long before you begin to break out
and sweat.
Heard any other term?
Perspiration.
People say that much?
Oh, no, some say I'm perspiring if they're a little hot, not working, you know, but generally it's just these sweat.
Well, they say some people get them on their skin. They have a kind of a white place right in the middle and it's red.
A boil?
Yeah. You ever heard that called anything else?
People call them a rising.
Yeah. What would you call the white stuff that you mash out of?
People call them whitehead or pus, depending, I guess.
Say if I got stung by a bee in my hand, you might say that it wasn't long before my hand began to
swell.
And you'd say, yesterday my hand got...
Was swollen.
Yeah, in other words, yesterday it...
It swelled up.
When people get blisters, on their skin, that substance, that fluid inside. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything?
Fluid, water, juice. Can't remember anything yet.
Say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, you might take him to the hospital so the doctor could treat the
wound or the cut.
And if it didn't heal cleanly, so you got this kind of white, flaky flesh form around it, what have you heard that called?
Infection or blood poisoning. Or
have you ever heard it called any type of flesh?
Proud flesh. Yeah.
Would you say that's an old term? Or is it still
good? I don't think it's used much anymore, but years ago, a lot of wounds had proud flesh in them. I don't think it happens anymore. At least I don't see it.
Say if I cut myself, I might go to the medicine cabinet and get something put on it to prevent infection.
Yeah.
Might that be?
Mercurochrome, iodine, some people call it.
This bitter tasting powder that used to be given for malaria, call that
quinine.
Or say, talk about somebody who died. If you wanted to be, you just wouldn't want to come out and say died. Have you ever heard people say anything in place of
that? He's passed on or passed away.
You ever heard blacks say anything different?
Give up the ghost? Possibly, I don't know.
Have you ever heard him say just passed? So and so passed.
Oh yes.